Now notice verse 13. But we would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are sleeping, that ye sorrow not, even as the rest, which have no hope. Now, Paul says, we would not have you to be ignorant. I love the way Paul says that. We've seen it before. We saw it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and 1 Corinthians 12. You remember Paul began that, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Now, when Paul says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, you can put it down, the brethren are ignorant. Paul doesn't just come out flat-footed and say in a crude way like some fundamentalists would, you're ignorant. Paul does it in a very polite, diplomatic way, and I would say a very Christian way. We would not have you ignorant, brethren, which means they were ignorant. So Paul says it so lovely here. We would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are sleeping. Now, he's speaking of the death of the body, and we're going to see that. I'm going into great deal of detail here, that ye sorrow not even as the rest, not others, but the rest, which have no hope. Because you see, the pagan world had no hope, and death was a frightful thing. In Thessalonica, they have even found an inscription there that says, after death, no reviving, after the grave, no meeting again. And one of the Greek gnomic poets, Theocritus, wrote, hopes are among the living, the dead are without hope. I say to you that that's rather pessimistic, is it not? That's rather doleful. No hope at all. In the ancient world, we're like that. And today, any preacher who preaches the Word of God, who has a funeral, can always tell whether the family are Christians or not. And you know the way you tell it, the way people weep. I've had funerals of unsaved people, of a family that all of them are unsaved. And I want to tell you, the way they sob and cry, they have no hope. And Christians are to weep. There's nothing wrong with that. But he says, I don't want you to sorrow as those that have no hope. And a Christian, you can always tell the way that they sorrow, they have a hope. And we're going to see that also. Now, he speaks of death here as sleeping. And he's speaking of the body. Now, somebody's going to say, how do you know he's talking about the body? Well, the word that he uses is a very interesting word. It's koimeomai. And the word means that are lying asleep. Actually, the classical meaning in classical Greek, and Koine Greek is based on it, it means to go to bed. Now, friends, that couldn't refer to the soul, because how in the world would the soul go to bed? And how would the soul lie down? You remember that C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Papers ridicules the liberals because they believe resurrection is, you know, just of the spirit and not of the body. May I say to you, he asks in a very sarcastic manner, he says, what position does the soul or the spirit get in when it is raised up or when it lies down in death? So if you want to tell me this means soul sleep, you're going to have to tell me what position the soul gets in, because the word means to lie down. Friends, it can only refer to the body, because the body is the only thing that can lie down. It's the only thing that is there. Now, this is the same word that's used for natural sleep, which always refers to the body. Over in Luke 22:45 at the Garden of Gethsemane, Dr. Luke wrote, and when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Now, Peter, James, and John, you remember, they went to sleep there two or three times. Imagine at that time of crisis, these men sleeping. And then in Acts 12:6 it says, and Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. That's when he was arrested. And imagine Simon Peter, here he is asleep again at a time of a crisis. There's one thing we know a lot about Simon Peter, and one of the things we know about him is he didn't have insomnia. That man could sleep on any occasion, and especially at a time of a crisis. And when sleep is mentioned here, it refers to the body. it refers to the body, you see. And the reason that the death of the body is spoken of as sleep is very definite. Now, if you have any friend that believes in soul sleep, ask them to listen next time with an open Bible, and let's really see what the Word of God has to say about this, and see how wonderful this is for believers. And if you have friends and loved ones that are Christians, have them listen. Oh, what a hope we have today.